Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM, is here to tell us about all the good things that have been happening worldwide this week.
Absolutely, Andrea. I'm great. How are you? Did you enjoy Girls Aloud?
Loved it.
It was phenomenal. I was there Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was just banger after banger. Yeah, it was so
good. I knew 13 of the 15 songs.
Yeah, I
pretty
think
impressive.
There was only two like that that I didn't know. But
Nadine Coyle was the star of the show.
She lost her words on Saturday night.
I saw.
And it's just so funny that they laugh it off.
Yeah.
Last night in Belfast, then Cheryl pointed at her during that song to say, remember your lines.
Yeah,
she was
great stage performance. Where?
Emerald Park.
Oh, go on.
So the new Tiernanogue land launched yesterday. They're after spending $22 million on this.
With Charles Coylan with us a couple of weeks ago and asked me anything, tell
him
us all about it.
He's really, really nice. And he spoke really nicely about his dad at the launch yesterday as well and how he would have loved to have been there because this was his baby, essentially.
Yeah.
But Tiernanogue, it's the land of eternal youth. It's got three new rides. So The Quest, The Celtic Dreamer and the big one, Nafina Force.
Did you try it?
I did.
All three?
I went on all three. Actually, The Celtic Dreamer is kind of for young children, basically.
Yeah.
Anyone kind of in and around the age 10 to 12.
Thrill seekers
can get on. Now, The Quest is probably, you're looking at like anyone above the age of maybe 15 can probably get on it. And it is fast, but Nafina Force is the one that you're there for. It's just unbelievable. Like, you're up and down all over the place. Like, and I enjoy roller coasters.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do.
I do.
You're just like, you're hanging over water and everything, and it's gone in a minute and 30. Like, it's really, really fast. But you just, like, I laughed the whole way around. There's a couple of us there, and like, we just had the best time. Actually, our very own News Talk, Henry McKean, was also there.
Here it goes. We're going up to the top. I think I have public liability insurance up to $13 million. So my family will be looked after. Ah! 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 There's a way of grief to do these things. We're upside down. I can feel the G's fall. We're like a washing machine. Somehow. Oh my God. How long more? This is horrible.
Oh. Wow. That Henry. Is just one of those moments. Fair play to him. Only Henry McKean could do it.
And I met him there and I was like, are you going to go on, Henry? He was like, of course I am. I hate the things, but I'm going to go on. And you know what? Everyone should go. Like, it's a great day out. They're saying that
Henry McKean should, he deserves an award for managing to record that audio and hold the mic while on the roller coaster.
Now, I laughed the whole way around, and the guy beside me was laughing as well. And then the two in front of us started laughing at us laughing. And we were all just, it's just a great time. So I highly recommend it. Anyone looking for a day out with the family, go off to Emerald Park.
Talking about a day out, what's the Pet Gala?
So 2 weeks ago, we obviously had the Met Gala and the celebs.
The Met Gala.
The red carpet in New York. But the Pet Gala actually was held last night.
So, is it the same thing with pets?
Yes, essentially. So it's an event held at New York's American Kennel Club, the Museum of the Dog. And it's in aid of the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. But like, we have a couple of pictures here. It's Chihuahuas, it's Alsatians.
It's outrageous now to what it is, right? This is people with too much money and too much time
but
in their hands.
They're raising money for a good cause. So tickets are $300. But like, I just think it's very cute.
Like, it's dogs dressed up in outrageous. Like, they're cute dogs. Outrageous outfits.
They're
it's
in
very
mock-ups
funny, like.
Of, say, the likes of Zendaya, Chris Hemsworth, Kylie Jenner. They're in all their dresses, but in dog style. So anyone looking for something to maybe brighten their day, put a bit of a smile, look up the Pet Gala.
If you're a dog fan, you'll love this.
Look up the Pet Gala.
The Young Irish Rappers.
Yes. Andrea, this is a group of Irish kind of 12 to 15 year olds, and it's part of Cruinniú na n-Óg. So it's in collaboration with Creative Ireland programme, but they're called the Cabin Crew and the Liz Dunbarna Crew. And they're actually after going viral. They're these young kids that have come together as part of this kind of programme that creates free creative events in Ireland. But some of them, the Lisdoon Varna crew are 30 young children who are refugees living in Lisdoon Varna. There's okay. also people who are part of the Sandyford Traveller Action Group. And then there's also a youth rap project, Rhyme Island, based in Knockahinney in County Cork. But they've all come together to produce this song, The Spark. I think you've got the spark, I found it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like, there's a bit of an earworm in it. Like, you kind of bop along to it a little bit.
Oh yeah, you can see it's catchy enough.
But they're actually going viral. 8.6 million views.
Wow.
A radio station in the US, the US's national public radio station, it says, music fans, we've got a new totally infectious bop for you. So they're crossing the water, they're crossing the Atlantic, and they're like, these young kids, it's like the Guardian have it this morning saying, these kids have got the energy. Ireland rap video goes viral. Like, so
that's
like
incredible.
These 9-year-olds to 15-year-olds,
yeah.
after writing the song themselves, did number they? One, so they've all wrote their own verses. Some of the rap names are MC Tiny, Lil Sophia. So like they've all given themselves like little personas yeah. and little aliases, which I think is very cute.
That's very
and
cute.
It's well done to them and all involved.
Speaking of cute and romantic, you had a kind of a unique proposal you found in Somerset.
Yes, yeah, so Somerset in England. This farmer, Tom Heal, has proposed to his long-term girlfriend, Chloe Morley. But how he went about it is just, I read it this morning and I just went, oh Jesus, like your heart would melt and it just put a smile on your face. So the Somerset farmer was working in his field and he texted his long-term girlfriend, Chloe. He had forgotten his dinner and he was going to be out late, so could you drop something down? She drove down to the field. He was after cutting into the whole field. Marry me.
No way.
In like massive letters.
Why?
And when I say massive, they're massive. So look it up. But I just think like she arrived, she said she was completely shaking, not expecting it at all. They've been together 4 years, but marry me. Like I know they do the ones in the sky.
Yeah.
But it was the shock factor of saying, will you drop down dinner? Like the cheek of him, number one. To be like, drop down my dinner. I'm after forgetting it.
How did she respond?
She just said she couldn't even open the door of the car.
Really,
she could
yeah.
see all the letters.
At least she didn't drive off, I suppose.
I know, she could have done that too.
She could have seen it one way or another. 200 metres away.
Yeah, but no, they're together 4 years and his auntie has said it was about time he did it.
About time after 4 years. Yeah, yeah. We want to hear your unique engagement proposals. 087 1400 106. This is the one story now, right, on a lighter note, because I know there's a lot of serious stuff that happens during the week, but this is the one thing I am actually really excited about. You mentioned this a
yes.
couple of months back, that Desperate Housewives might be coming back to our screens. Well,
now we have, I suppose, a little bit of confirmation. I can't say that it's a series because it's not going to be, I don't think. Eva Longoria was speaking on the red carpet and this is what she had to say.
This year we celebrate 20 years of Desperate Housewives. So we'll be doing a special reunion. No spin-off.
So that's a definite. So that's confirmation. It's good enough for me.
I think we can take that now. It's going to be, I suppose, a special reunion in that. Remember the Friends
reunion?
Yeah,
I was thinking it could be something similar to the Friends reunion, but we'll take it.
Oh, absolutely. I think looking back at all the best episodes, like we spoke about this way back in March, like at the start of March, and there was rumblings, but I think just even seeing them where they are now and where they, I suppose, think their characters are now would be nice. And like a 2-hour special would be something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I suppose looking back, even seeing some of the characters, like we said, Jesse Metcalfe and all them coming back, John the Gardener, some of our faves. Like
I'd love if it came back. I'm all on for the 20-year Desperate Housewives reunion.
Yeah, well, a spin-off I don't think would do great. Like
no, don't start recreating it. We're correcting the whole show. We don't want the PC version of it. We just want it as it is and the
as
reunion
it is.
Of that.
And do you know what? I'm looking forward to it. Me and the girls sit down on a Friday evening and stick it on.
And we'll go together, absolutely. Cathal O'Sullivan, loads of good things, fun things happening this week across the world. That's Cathal, content creator with Today FM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.